Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m. we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That again is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Glory to His Name, and then part 4 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Our Gracious Creator, from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 3.
Who wondrously saved from sin, now Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me in, now glory to His name. From sin, I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to His name. Now glory to His wonderful name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Sing glory to rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge into day and be made complete. Glory to His name. Now glory to His wonderful name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Sing glory to
today. Come on. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His courts with thanksgiving and into His presence with praise. We're here to magnify the name of a holy and righteous God. We're going to go back, sing His course a couple more times through. Let's just sing that verse. Put that verse back up there, girl. Amen. Now, come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul the Savior's feet, plunge into day and be made complete. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood upon. Glory to His name. Glory to
to His name.
So then from the New Testament, do you believe in the recreation? Absolutely. Remade. You've got to believe in salvation. And I believe it today. The creation in Genesis 1:1 points us to the recreation of Jesus Christ that is declared in the Testament, New Testament, throughout the pages of God's Word. See, I have confidence today as a Christian because I have a confidence in the simple truth of Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God. And this God is Jesus. And this God provided salvation. This God provided hope. This God provided help. This God has provided everything that I need. Hallelujah. And this God has provided heaven and everything that I'll need and the hope that I need in life. I've got God and that's all I need. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me give you number two. We trust the sovereign control of God. Sovereign means that God has control of all things. And you've got to let God have control of all things in your life. That's one of the hardest things that you'll ever have to do is to turn it all over to God. Not only does God know all things, that's His omniscience, but today God's involved in all things. And you've got to take Romans 8:28 and put it on top of this, for it says, and we know. I like that, don't you? I like to know, don't you? I'm glad this is not a guessing thing. This is not across your finger, across your eyes, or across any other thing, crossing your legs or whatever. I'm glad today this is a know-so thing. And we know that God works all things together for good to them that love Him. Amen. Amen. This is what our God does. Not only is He God who controls all things, but He is a God who is close to us. You know what? He's with you right now. And folks, by following Christ, I know that He is close to me. I know He's in every heartbeat and every breath. And in Genesis 1:1, the name of God is interpreted as being Elohim. Now, realizing the God who has an Elohim means He's the God who has absolute control. But does He have absolute control of your life today? When your world is falling apart, Elohim is in control. Amen. When you are broken and shattered in life, I'm telling you, Elohim is still in control. God's still in control. What do I do, Pastor? I mean, I face struggles and trials in life. You look to this God. You look to Elohim. You look to the God who's got all things under control today. And even when you don't understand how God's going to do what God's going to do, you just got to reach out by faith and believe and trust God. For He is a God who will act in your best behalf and will bring you through everything that you face. Amen. Amen. He will work all things together for your good. And as Christians, to know that there is a great means through God of security. Oh, Paul put it this way. I know in whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. I'm not living with panic and worry and fear. I'm living by faith in the living God who's on my side. Amen. Is He on your side? Have you trusted Him today? You know, the God who loves you in Christ is the God today who will redeem you through His Son. And it's the same God who's in absolute control. He is the God. He holds all things together. Amen. Genesis 1:1 tells me there's no need to panic. Maybe you're sitting here this morning and panic has invaded your life. You're worried. I mean, you're sweating bullets like I'm doing right now. I'm doing that because I'm hot. But you're worried. You went to bed last night, worried. You woke up this morning, worried. You're fretting. You're worryful. You're torn apart. You're just absolutely pulled at the very seams of your life. I'll tell you, that's not what God wants for you. God has an answer, a solution, and a way for you. And rather than panic, I've got another process that's a lot better than that. Would you like to hear what it is? Say amen. Amen. It's prayer. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Pray and trust God. Put it in God's hands. God will work all things together to your benefit and to your good today. Amen. And you know, if God then be, I love this. The word says, if God then be for you, who can be against you? God has a place that He has highly favored you, that if you're in Christ today, He has called you by name. He knows you. Amen. God has transformed your life where you were doomed and going to hell. Now He has transformed you and you're a child of the King. God has every provision. My God shall supply your every need according to His riches in glory. God even has the mad dogs of hell on a leash that cannot today devour you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. That's our God, friend. The God who created you is the God who is taking you somewhere. Amen. The God that is in control. The God that is on your side. The God that is your every provision. The God that will never fail you when family has failed you. When friends have failed you. When the world has failed you. He's a God who will never fail you. Amen. Give Him praise. Amen. You're God's. This church is His. This world is His. You may think, man, Satan owns it. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. God does not make mistakes. Even in the waywardness, the weariness, and today in the places of our lives that we find ourselves, God's still in control. And the God who's created you is the God who has redeemed you. And if you're not redeemed, He's the God who will redeem you. If this God, who arranged all the events in creation and provided salvation, and He's the God of your life today, let me tell you what. He will bring good to you. And He will bless you beyond measure. That's if you're a Christian. If you're not a Christian, I'm glad to tell you today, you can be. Well, preacher, I'm doing the best that I can. I didn't ask you that. I didn't ask you what church you're a member of. I didn't ask you whose hand you've shaken. I didn't ask you what was your lineage of your family line. I didn't ask you anything like that. I'm asking you one specific, particular question. Are you redeemed by God? Because I'm going to tell you, you won't get into heaven without it. And you will not be blessed in this life without Him. And if you need a blessing and you need a touch from God, only He today can provide that. You can't change your life, but God can change it. God can change everything. You can't bridge the gap, but Jesus already has by the means of the cross. Amen? Jesus Christ is the bridge, and you've got to come to this bridge and come to Him. And today He'll make a way for you. You've got to see yourself as a sinner, all have sinned. You've got to see yourself that He is your Redeemer. God commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And you've got to call upon Him, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. See, the God of Genesis 1:1 is the very door to God. You can't get into the rest of the Bible until you come through the door that God's provided. And that's His Son, Jesus Christ. And you know what's so amazing about Him today? He stands with His arms open, pleading, "All that will come to Me, I will in no wise cast out." The door is Jesus. For as declared in John 14:6, He's the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the Genesis. He's the beginning of a new life for you. Are you tired of living? I mean, you entered 2017, you said, "Oh, it's got to be..." I read some of those posts on Facebook and people, "Oh, I tell you, I'm so glad 2016's over. I'm so glad that we're going to get better days ahead." And you know what? Flipping the calendar and changing a day has not done a thing. But I tell you who will make a difference in your life. He's the sweetest name you'll ever know and ever hear, and that's the name of Jesus. He has opened His arms and He's calling and pleading for us to come to Him today. He's asking you to come in salvation. He's asking you to come in surrender today. This is the unsearchable riches of God. This is the solution. This is what you're seeking, and He is here for you today.
Have you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program today? If you have, we'd love to hear from you. Write us a letter, Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, that's two words, Blue Ridge, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Or email our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, the letter A, then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Thank you and have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.